知行英语 Listen and share.
大家好，我们继续讲恐怖故事。Coffee Shop Ghost。咖啡馆幽灵。After I had cleaned the mess and locked up, I couldn't sleep. I kept thinking I wasn't alone. A few days later, at about 2 in the afternoon, the busy part of my day, I was in my room typing and heard a commotion in the front. I hurried to the door, thinking we were being robbed. I opened it, and there were customers lining up in front of the register, covered from head to toe in coffee foam or soda. I looked over at the machines, and there were spraying foam and soda everywhere. I rushed over to it and unplugged it, now sticky and wet myself. I apologized for the inconvenience and offered everyone a free breakfast for the next day. I closed for cleanup and called a repairman. He said there was nothing wrong with the machine, and it was running fine. Later, after I had cleaned the mess and ate supper, I was sitting at the bar drinking milk and balancing my checkbook when I saw someone sitting in the corner at one of the tables. I stood up and said, "We're closed. How did you get in?" He didn't answer, but stood up and walked toward the bar. I reached over toward the kitchen knives when I keep on the underside of the counter for cooking, but when I looked back, he was not solid anymore.But more of a wisp of a shadow figure. As I watched, the closer he got, the more he continued to fade. By the time he reached me, he had vanished. Since then, my coffee shop has become a 24-hour haunted coffee shop, where people drop by for supper, hoping to see the ghost.
我把地上打扫干净，重新锁好医药箱。我睡不着了，总觉得这里还有其他人。几天以后，大约是下午2点钟，一天中我最忙的时候，我正在后面的屋子打点资料，突然听见前面一阵骚动，我赶忙朝屋门跑去，以为是有人抢劫。打开门，只见在技术前排队的顾客们从头到脚满是咖啡泡沫和苏打水。我定睛观看那台机器，发现机器从里面朝四面八方喷着咖啡泡沫和苏打水。我赶忙跑过去拔下插座，当然也弄得浑身黏糊糊的。我向顾客们道歉，并且答应第二天免费为他们提供早餐。我打烊清理卫生，也打电话叫了人来修理机器，但是他却说机器一切正常运行良好。把铺子整理好以后，我吃了晚饭，随后我坐在吧台上喝牛奶，一边检查最近的收支状况。这时我见有个人坐在角落里的一张桌子旁，于是我站起来对他说，我们已经关门了，您是怎么进来的？他没出声，但是站起来朝吧台这边走。我赶忙伸手去拿刀子，我一直放在柜台下面准备做饭时用的。当我再转回身，它已经不像刚才那么清晰可见了，而是变成了一小束影子。我定睛观看，它一边朝我这边走，一边渐渐地越来越模糊，在它来到我跟前的时候完全消失了。从那以后，我的咖啡屋成了一家闹鬼咖啡屋， 人们络绎不绝地来吃晚餐，希望能和鬼魂见上一面。
Keep doing something， 一直在做某事。这个 keep doing 的用法是为了突出动作的连贯性。Alone， 单独的。这里区分一下 alone 和 lonely， 两个词都有单独、独自的意思，但是 alone 一般都是作为表语用在主语加系语加表语的句型中，例如 He was alone in the house。他独自一人在家里，而 lonely 就是普通的形容词用法，要与动词搭配，例如 He doesn't feel lonely， 他并不感到孤独。 I was in my room typing， 要注意这里 typing 的使用，其实这个句子和 I was typing in my room 是完全一样的，把 typing 放在句末是口语化的用法。 From head to toe， 从头到脚，这是固定的用法，不能说成 from head to foot。 There was nothing wrong with something， 某物没有任何问题。这里要注意 nothing wrong with 的使用，关于这个短语有类似的句子很常见。 What's wrong with you？ 你怎么了？当然 somebody 也可以换成 something。 Saw someone sitting， 讲解一下 see somebody doing something 和 see somebody to do something 的区别。用 doing 的意思是说看见某人正在做某事，而后者是看见某人要去做某事。 Not anymore but more of， 不再怎么怎么而怎么怎么，其中 anymore 可以用 any longer 替换。 The closer he got the more he continued to fade， 关于这个句子我们要注意短语 the more the more，越怎么怎么就越怎么怎么。关于这个短语还要提及一个常见的短语 The more the better， 越多越好。 24 hour， 这里要注意连字符的使用。 24 hour 中因为使用了连字符，因此 hour 要用单数形式，其他类似的地方也是一样的，如果使用连字符那么后面的名词就用单数了。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文，相信大家这一次能听懂多一些。 After I had cleaned the mess and locked up, I couldn't sleep. I kept thinking I wasn't alone. A few days later, at about 2 in the afternoon, the busy part of my day, I was in my room typing and heard a commotion in the front.I hurried to the door, thinking we were being robbed. I opened it, and there were customers lining up in front of the register, covered from head to toe in coffee foam or soda. I looked over at the machines, and there were spraying foam and soda everywhere. I rushed over to it and unplugged it, now sticky and wet myself.I apologized for the inconvenience and offered everyone a free breakfast for the next day. I closed for clean up and called a repairman. He said there was nothing wrong with the machine and it was running fine. Later, after I had cleaned the mess and ate supper, I was sitting at the bar drinking milk and balancing my checkbook when I saw someone sitting in the corner at one of the tables. I stood up and said,We're closed. How did you get in? He didn't answer, but stood up and walked toward the bar. I reached over toward the kitchen knives when I keep on the underside of the counter for cooking. But when I looked back, he was not solid anymore, but more of a wisp of a shadow figure. As I watched, the closer he got, the more he continued to fade. By the time he reached me,He had vanished. Since then, my coffee shop has become a 24-hour haunted coffee shop where people drop by for supper, hoping to see the ghost. 好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。